Baba Basra, Dav Pei Gimel Lamed Aleph, page 83, side A. So, Bedura de Ravoso, but rather my opinion is like Rabbi Yehuda ruled for a halacha in actuality that took place in a city of shepherds, Dura de Ravoso, a city of shepherds, that one of them sold his friend three trees and there was no distance of 8 amos, also lekame de Rabbi Yehuda, and they came before Rabbi Yehuda to ask him whether the purchaser did get the land with it. Amar lei, Rabbi Yehuda said to the seller, zilhav lei kimloi bakor v'chelov, go ahead and give to the buyer the land, even if there is no space between the trees, just enough that is necessary for the cattle and its tools that are needed for plowing the field can go through there. And Rabbi Yosef concludes his words, so at the beginning I didn't know what is the shear that is needed for the cattle and its vessels, whether that, and if there is that shear, then he, if there is that amount, then he is kind of the land. But kevan dishmaita lo hodit nan. But now that I hear what we learned in the Braisa Bar Mishnah, lo yita odom ilon, samuch lizdei chaveiro, a person shouldn't plant a tree on the edge of his field, next to the field of his friend, elim kein hirchikimen arba amis, unless he put a distance between the tree and the edge of the field for amos. Betoni hello, and we learned in the Braisa the reason for the Mishnah. Arba amos shomru, that the 4 amos that they said that one needs to distance himself from his friend's field is kidei avodas hakerem, is the amount which is necessary for the work of the orchard, so that at the time that he's plowing the ground around the trees, his plow should not enter into the field of his friend. So since it was so, Amino, so then I said, Shma Amino, we can prove from this, that Kim Loi Bokar V'Chelov, how much is the shear of the amount of what it takes for the cattle and the Kelim, that it is Arba Amos, that it's 4 Amos. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that if between the trees there are 4 Amos, and up, these trees can be combined, and the buyer acquires the land. And it is my opinion, like him, la'aloch. So now the Gemara asks, why did Abaye ask him, the Yosef in the Mishnah, while we see in the Mishnah itself that hold like him? Like the Gemara, could Rabbi Yosef be late? None. Did we then not see like the words of Rabbi Yosef in the Mishnah? What none? But we learned in the Mishnah that there are also Tanoim that hold in, like him in the Mishnah, because it says in the Sefer of the Mishnah in Kilayim, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon Emrim, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon say, Hanoteya es karmoi shmoina amis, one who plants his orchard 8 amis al shmoina, on 8, mutar lahav yizer l'sham, he's permitted to bring seed over there. That means that he's permitted to sow in between them. Because since these vines are not combined to be considered an orchard. So if so, what was Abaye's problem and a question of Yosef from the beginning of the Mishnah? More answers, afilo hochi maisi odif. Still, an actual story is better. Although that we find that there are tanoim that hold, that there are tanoim that hold so, but nevertheless, Abaye asked a question of Rabbi Yosef, how does he argue on Dereisha? Since over there we learned that the Chachamim actually instructed in a story that took place in Talmud, that it was a distance of 16 amos, the orchards did not combine. So it's mashma that up to 16 amos, they would combine. And we have a rule that the power of an actual story that was ruled so is stronger to rule like it. Gemara now asks, from where does Rabbi Yochanan, from where does Rabbi Nachman, that holds before like the Chachamim, that up to 16 Amas the trees can combine, that their view is that although we need at least 8 Amas between the trees. Gemara asks, Bishleim the Rabbi Yosef, Alibu the Rabbonon, Alibu the Rabbi Shimon, we can understand the view of Rabbi Yosef who holds La halacha like Rabbi Shimon, because that's explained, that we understand, because Shemin alei mefuzorim, because Rabbi Shimon let us know about his opinion, also how much of a distance are the trees considered to be mefuzorim, spread out, which is eight amas. B'shamin alei v'tzufim, and we also know his opinion in how much a distance are trees considered to be tzufufim, they're considered to be ritzufim, meaning that they are too much together, which is less than arba amas. The Gemara explains, where do we see Rav Shimon's opinion with regards to how far they can be spread out? So that we learn from Hoda Moron, from the Seif of the Mishnah Maseches Kelayim that was brought down before, that over there it's explained that the opinion of Rav Meir and Rav Shimon, that a orchard that is planted at a distance of 8 amas is not considered to be an orchard, and you're allowed to plant over there, allowed to sow over there. And also the opinion of Rav Shimon with regards to Ritzufim, that what would be the amount that the trees would be considered too compact together, we learned it from the Tanan, because we learned the Maseches Kelayim, Perek Hei, Mishnah Beis, that Kerem HaNatu Al Pochas Marba Amas, that an orchard that doesn't have lines of vines a distance of our amas ain't a keren, that's not considered an orchard, but it's considered to be a forest, and you are permitted to sow in it other types of seeds. Divrei Rav Shimon, that's the words of Rav Shimon. The Chachamim say that even if there isn't a distance of the 4 amas between the vines, it's still considered a keren. V'royim esoyim tzoyim kilu einum, and we look at the middle ones as if they didn't exist. So although that the vines are very together, and they're compacted together, but nevertheless, since part of the vines are destined to be torn out, because it's not the custom to allow them in such a way, so therefore, we need to consider them, since a portion of the vines are standing to be ripped up because we don't leave them like that, so therefore we should consider as if they, we do consider as if they were ripped out, the middle ones, so that the only the vines that are distance for amas are there, and therefore the halacha is that we look at them as an orchard. So the Gemara finishes his question, Elo l'Rab Nachman libe de Rabbanon, but Rab Nachman holds la halacha like the Chachamim. So we know that the Chachamim's opinion with regards to Mifuzorim spread out Shaminalei, that the Chachamim taught us in the beginning of the Mishnah Maseches Kelayim that was brought down before in the Gemara on Pei Beis Amud Beis, that in distance for 16 Amas, the Gefanim, the vines, are not considered combined in order to be considered to be an orchard. But the Ritzufim is Shaminalei, but the opinion of the Chachamim with regards to the shear, what is considered Ritzufim, when are they considered too compact? Did we then hear? So from where does Rabbi Nachman know to say that you need at least 8 Amas? Not like Rabbi Shimon that says that it's sufficient with Arba Amas. So maybe to them it's from Arba Amas to 16, not from 16 to 8. They want to answer Svaru. This is something logical that he finds that this is the right way, because it seems to him that Midla Rabbi Shimon Palga, Rabbona Nami Palga. Just like according to Rabbi Shimon, that he holds that the amount of distance that is needed so that it shouldn't be considered compact is half from the amount which would be considered too spread out, which is from 4 to 8. So therefore it makes sense that also to the Chachamim, the amount of what would be considered too compact of Ritzufim, that would be half of the Shir of Mefuzorim, which is from 8 to 16 Amos. Rava disagrees in Rav Nachman in the view of the Chachamim, and he decides the halacha. Rava says, Hilchasa, the halacha is that the shear which is distant, that is needed to, in order to be considered a orchard, is actually me arba amos v'ad sheish esri, until 16 amos. The Gemara brings an explicit braisa like the words of Rava. Tanya kivasei de Rava. We learn in a braisa like Rava. Kamo yu mekurav. How much do trees need to tree that they should be called too close, that they should be close enough and still be considered to be a field of trees? Arba amos, 4 amos. Kamo yu merachakim. And how much distance should they be and they should still be considered to be a field of trees? Sheish esrei. 16 amas. So it means up to 16 amas. Not including 16, and that shear, hadeizeh kona karka, so the purchaser would acquire the land, which is underneath and around the trees. Ve'eseilonis sheminem, and the small trees that are between them. Lefikoch, and therefore, since he did also acquire the property, the land, so yavish ilon. What happens if the tree dries out or it gets cut off while it was still alive? So then Yeshloi Karka, he has the land so that he can go ahead and replant another tree in its place. But what happens if between the trees was Pachos Mekan, who was less than 4 Amos, or Yeser Alkan, or more than this, which means more than 16 Amos, or Shelokham Bazachar Zeh, or even if they do have the shear, but he the needed shear for being considered as the ilan, but he bought the trees one after the other. Then he did not acquire loyes akarka, not the property of loyes ilonis, and not the trees that are between them. Shabinem, that are between them. Lefikoch, therefore, since he did not acquire the land, so yavesha ilon and niktzatz, if the tree was dried out or it was cut down, ain loy karka, he has no land to go ahead and replant another one in its place. So now the Gemara is going to explain from where we measure, which point we measure the distance of the tree. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked a question, when you measure the 4 amas or the 16 amas that are between the trees, so do you measure from the height of the stem of the tree, which is narrow, or perhaps you measure from the wide area, which is the place which is very close to the ground, because over there the tree is wider. The Gemara resolves the doubt. Amaleid of Gavia mi bei Kosil. So Rav Gavia from Kosil is the name of a place. Rabashi to Rabashi Toshma. Come and let's hear from a Mishnah to resolve the doubt that we measure from the middle point. Itnan, because we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Kilayim, Perigzai Mishnah Aleph. Haruchuva Sheba Gefen. That's a vine which is called a bachur, young, and bachur v'tzoyer, that you you grafted it on top of an older vine. So if you are coming to measure 4 amas between it to the other vines, so that they should be considered to be a orchard, and a meided elam ikar asheni. So you just you don't measure but from the second pekak. In other words, not from the pekak atachten, the lower pekak, which is wide, and not on the of the third, which is very narrow, but rather from the second one, which is a middle one. So therefore, the halacha, same thing, will apply in other trees, that we don't measure close to the ground or very high, but from the middle place. An additional question, a person who sells to his friend one tree that has 3 branches that are distant, and later on the ground was raised of that field, so that these 3 branches appear like 3 separate trees. And they actually also rooted into the ground. Now, what is the din? Are they considered like 3 trees because since they rooted in the ground, and therefore he is acquires the property like one who purchases 3 trees? Or perhaps we go after the main part of the tree, which is really one, and all 3 are growing from 1 tree. So the Gemara resolves the doubt. Om le Rav Gavir, because the Rabashi is Rav Gavir from Bekosel, says Rabashi, Toshma. Come and listen, we'll learn from a Mishnah to resolve this doubt. Now, and we learned in the Mishnah, Maseches Kilayim, in over there it says Hamavrich Shleisha Gefonim, one who bends three vines to the ground, and he covers the middle with ground so that they should take root. Now it seems like six vines. Vikreim nirim, and their roots are seen. In other words, that they rooted in the ground. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Tzadik says, "Im yesh b'neim arba ames v'atshmoinim mitztorfim. If there is from 4 to 8 ames, they can combine. V'lav ein mitztorfim. And if there is no between 4 and 8, then they cannot be combined. So if there is between them less than 4 or more than 8, so then they cannot be combined. So we see that although that in their main there are only 3 vines, but nevertheless after they have taken root they're considered to be 6. And the same thing would be true with 3 badi ilon, the 3 parts of the tree that you would acquire the land. So now the Gemara is asking in which in specific cases whether the 3 trees are combined. Boira Papa. So Boira Papa Mochar Loi Shnayim, if he sells him 2 trees B'toich Sadehu within his field, Ve'echad Al HaMeitzer, and 1 on the border of his field. Mau. What is it then? Do they not combine to be considered a field for trees? Because since the tree that is standing on the bottom is considered separate from the two, and he does not acquire the land, or perhaps they do combine and he did acquire the land. And the Gemara continues and is in doubt if we should say that he does acquire the property, the land, but there is still a question when you sell him shnayim b'toich shaloi, 2 within his field, ve'echad b'toich shal chavere, and another tree which is situated and standing in the field, the field of his friend, and the seller acquired that with the property, but now he's selling to the buyer that tree with 2 trees that are at the edge of his field. My, what is it then? So do we say even in such a situation do they combine, or perhaps since they are in 2 fields then they can't combine? And the Gemara answers, Teiku, that this remains a question without being resolved.